You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Tammy Rose. The Russian military says one pilot and a rescuer are dead after Turkey downed a Russian fighter jet in Syria. Russian news agencies are reporting the pilot was shot and killed from the ground. Russian military officials also said a soldier died during the rescue operation. Earlier today, the Kremlin vowed to continue its air campaign in Syria and warned that Turkey faced serious consequences for the incident. Moscow said it is sending an additional warship to the region. Americans are reacting to a worldwide travel alert issued because of an increased threat in terrorism. We talked to travelers at Newark Airport in New Jersey.
Because everyone's on heightened alert, I feel like it makes it safer. And yeah, you can't like really stop your life.
There's more dogs, more police officers around, which is good because obviously it's needed with all the events happening lately.
The alert recommends Americans remain vigilant when in public places and avoid large crowds. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. Woo! So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
President Obama contends the U.S. is expected to take in at least 10,000 Syrian refugees in 2016. USA's Middle East correspondent Cheryl Hancock says most Israelis believe the U.S. is naive about the challenges that will follow the huge influx of Syrian refugees.
They're going to see that what Israelis are saying is true, that they're not going to integrate. They have an agenda, and they begin practicing Sharia law, even though it's not legal in America. And you know that's already going on in America, that they have their own elders, they're judging their own people, and they're praying in the streets, closing the streets, which is illegal.
That's USA Radio News Middle East correspondent Cheryl Hancock. Coveted Medals of Freedom will be handed out by President Obama in a White House ceremony today. The Medal of Freedom is the nation's highest civilian honor. This year's honorees include baseball legends Yogi Berra and Willie Mays. Other recipients include movie director Steven Spielberg, singer Barbara Streisand, and musician James Taylor. With more online at westernjournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A major social justice voice is speaking out regarding college student protests. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Legendary legal scholar and professor Alan Dershowitz is speaking out in the wake of rowdy student protests at the University of Missouri and other schools. He spoke with USA Radio News and called tenured faculty and administrators cowards.
After 50 years of teaching at Harvard and other universities, I have never met a less courageous group of people than tenured faculty and university administrators. They're terrified of controversy. They're terrified of offending students, particularly minority students. And you just can't count on faculty members to stand up.
They are the epitome of political correctness and cowardice.
I'm Jason Wirt.
Indiana's governor is getting slapped with a civil rights lawsuit for barring Syrian refugees from resettling in his state. The ACLU's cases accuses Governor Mike Pence of violating the Civil Rights Acts by basing his decision solely on the refugees' national origin. Republican voters in Iowa are warming up to Ted Cruz. The latest poll out today has a Texas senator in a statistical tie with Donald Trump. At 23%, he trails the billionaire by 2 points, which is within the margin of error. His support has more than doubled since last month. Ben Carson fell out of the lead and dropped 10 points to third at 18% support, while Florida Senator Marco Rubio holds fourth place at 13%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Hi, this is Joe Peters with Weikert Realtors, and I'm kicking off our Real Estate Matters show for this week. We're going to talk about first-time buyers and how important they are to the market, and we're going to talk a little about what's going on in the market before we start that, and fill out the hour with some interesting information that I think you will find of value. And at the same time, be informative. You may not have heard of some of the statistics that we're going to go through. Before I get started, let's give you a little bit of what's going on in the weather. We're going to hear from a commercial advertiser or two. Right now it is 47 degrees. Looks like we hit a high of 51 today. It's going to keep on rising a little bit. 58 tomorrow, 61 on Friday. Wow, heat wave coming. And then drop back into the 50s on Saturday. All clear weather. Doesn't look like we've got any rain on the forecast. So let's go through a paid advertising commercial or two, and we'll get started with the first-time buyer segment of our program.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again with Real Estate Matters, and not to be outdone, here's a little about my background.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, if that sounds a lot like me, I'm not surprised. It's supposed to. That is me. So once again, Joe Peters at Weichert. I'm based in the Clinton office with Weichert, and I cover all of Hunterdon County and most of Somerset County and the areas that those two areas touch. But my main corridor of business is down 78 plus or minus 10 miles on either side. I've been in real estate for about 12 years full time, and I enjoy what I do, and I like helping people solve their issues by using my expertise. I like to say I help people to realize their goals and dreams from a real estate viewpoint. So that's a little about me. We're going to devote this show to the first-time buyer segment. But before we get started, I thought I'd spend a few minutes going over what's happening in Hunterdon and to some extent Somerset, since it's so close to us. It's now the 24th of November. We've probably got a week and a day to go before we hit December, give or take. And our latest report was for the activity that happened ending October 31st. So let me tell you what happened in Hunterdon County, and I'll give you a real quick recap of the same thing in Somerset County. In Hunterdon County, in the month of October, we sold 137 homes. That's all agents, all agencies, and we're talking about residential properties. 137, a month before, we sold 145. So we really haven't slowed down a lot. The momentum has kept going because the weather has really been nice. Just heard we're going to have 60 degrees on Friday. I expect to have people out looking at houses on Friday, even though it's a holiday weekend. It's usually a pretty busy one for us. Now, how do the sales for those 137 houses break down? That's an interesting question, because if you take a look at it, you're going to find that 81% of our sales are under the $500,000 level. That's where most of our business is. And the other 19% being above it are the other end of our market. And if you take a look at over $700,000, we're only selling about 5% of our property. So we're really geared in. Right now, the active markets are the twos, threes, and fours. We're starved for inventory in those markets. We don't have enough houses on the market, and I'll explain why. When you get into the fives and sixes, it's not as active, but we're still fairly active. When you get over seven, we sell three or four houses a month. It's been that way. Last month, we sold three houses in the sevens, and we sold four houses over $1 million. So we sold seven houses of it at 137, above 700,000. How we break this down is how many months of supply do we have on hand. A normal month supply is around 4 to 6. That means prices are stable. It's right where the market is expected to be. Now, how do you get to a month supply? It means if you have 10 houses on the market and one sold or went under contract in the last 30 days, you have 10 months supply based on those numbers. So we just look back 30 days and we say how many sold, how many we had to market, divide one into the other, and that's how we get the months of supply. If we get above 6 months supply, we've got pressure on the prices. We're starting to find that people are considering dropping the price a little bit. We're not getting enough showings. And it all depends on the town and depends on the price point. But above 6 months supply, we're seeing pressure, and under 4 months supply, we're probably seeing multiple offers. We're seeing one or two or three people interested in the same house, sometimes the day it comes on. As I said, we're starved for inventory, and we're going to get into that a little bit more. If we look at Hunterdon County for the month of October, we had an 8-month supply. So we're a little with pressure on the prices. But if you look at certain price points, for instance, the price points of 2 to 3, we've got 4 months supply. 3 to 4, we got 6 months supply. 4 to 5, tapers off into the 8. You get over 5, we've got 13 months supply right now. So it depends on your town and it depends on your price point, but the month supply are a key indicator. The other thing we do is we look at the same thing on a town-by-town basis. We have 26 communities in Hunterdon County, and some of them are as high as 50-month supply. That would be like Tewksbury. I think it's an anomaly. We have 105 houses for sale, and we sold 2. Divide one into the other, we got 53 months of supply. Usually, that's a pretty normal area. Tewksbury being the first area that you hit as you come into Hunterdon County is very well sought after, and the name rings a charismatic bell. That's where people would like to live. If you take a look at our very, very popular points, which are Raritan, Reddington, and Clinton Township area, you're going to see that we've got 5 months in Clinton. In Raritan, we've got 6 months. In Reddington, we're a little off the beat with 9 months supply. But if you look into the further out areas, the farther you go from New York, the harder it is to sell a house. So as a result, the pressure comes on for price improvements, and the house prices aren't what they would be if you were closer. Good example, Alexandria. We're sitting with 17 months supply in Alexandria. If we look at Holland Township, which is the next township out, that's 12 months supply. If you look at Milford, 10 months supply. If you look at down to the south, going towards Mercer County, West Amwell, 23 months supply. We have some places like Flemington, and I'm not sure it's a reasonable statistic, but we have 4 active listings and we sold 3 of them. We have 1 month supply. It's really in really good shape. If you take a look at, for example, the Lebanon Borough, 7 houses for sale, we sold 2. So we have a 4 month supply, and that's the way it works. What is the price point that we're selling at? That's an interesting statistic because we have 372,000 for that period in October as the average price point being sold. So if we take a look at all 137 houses and we take a look at what is the average price point they're being sold at, and that includes townhouses and condos, we're selling at 370,000, 372 to be exact. Where are we listing houses? In that same period of time where we sold 137 houses, we listed 211 new ones. That's good. So we're listing more than we're selling. Because some drop off because the listings expire, or the people change their mind, or you're getting closer to the holidays. When we list a house in Hunterdon County in October, we're listing it at 504. So we're listing houses a little above 500K, and we're selling houses a little under 400K. And the reason is evident. People are not buying in the higher areas the way they are in the lower. And that's the first-time buyer syndrome. So it's not a syndrome. It's really a good set of statistics and thoughts. But you take a look at Hunterdon and where are the hot spots. Clinton Township had 20 sales. Raritan Township had 26. And Reddington had 12. Those three areas comprise better than 40% of our whole sales. That's the sweet spot. That's where people want to live. People sort of get to Route 31 and they'll go another mile or two, and that's about as far as they want to go, and drive to New York or mass commute back into the New York area. So what happens when you list houses at 500 and you sell them at 380? Eventually there's some price improvements, and eventually we get more listings in the lower priced areas. Right now they're selling as quick as we put them on, and as a result of the two, we keep an active market going. How long will this market go this year? Lord knows. Last year, the year that we're in right now, ended, I'm taking a look of when it got slowed down. It slowed down the third quarter of January. We didn't have a drop of snow until January 23rd last year. Then we had a horrendous 5 or 6 weeks, and we had a really snowy season. This year, it hasn't even gotten cold yet. People are still out, they're still shopping, and I think once we get through the holiday weekend of next week, and if the weather keeps nice, I think it's going to keep going, and I do think that eventually we'll get some bad weather and it'll taper off, and then we'll get about 6 to 8 weeks of dormant weather and market activity to match, and the market then picks up right after the Super Bowl, which I'm not sure the exact date. It's usually the first week in February. So if it's nice, that following weekend, we start to see listings coming on and the market takes off again. So it's cyclical. It's seasonal. It pants. We do very, very busy amount of work up through June, July, so that people can get their children in school. It then slacks off for a week or two, and then we get into the second market, and that runs from September through the period we're talking about. What is driving the market? Right now, we're looking at interest rates being very reasonable. They're at 3.8, roughly. A 3.8% interest rate, we keep hearing the Fed's going to bump the rates up. I think it will happen in December. I think it has to happen because they're artificially low. And when that happens, the buyers lose buying power. So, as a result of the fear of loss, buyers are out in droves trying to beat this from happening. Now, how far high will it go? I'm looking at predictions that say our interest rate should hit about 4.75 by this time next year. If that happens, if we simply go from 3.75 to 4.75, the buyers lose 9% of their buying power. So to say that a different way, in effect, if they could afford a $500,000 house at 3.75%, they can only afford a $455,000 house at 4.75%, that 1% rise. During that same amount of time, or period of time, prices are rising. We're probably going to see somewhere between a 3 and a 4% rise in prices this year. We've already seen a solid 3, and it depends where you're at geographically and where you're at price point. But on the average, I think you're going to see New Jersey average about 3 to 4%. So you're not only losing, if interest rate goes up, your buying power, you're also losing the fact that prices are going up. So you're getting a hit twice. The job format, job front in New Jersey is concerning. It's headed in the right direction, and it's consistently moving in the right direction, but very, very slowly. On a national level, in May of 14, we had put everybody back to work that was out of work. In effect, there's some political implications there because they probably went back to work at a lot less than they were earning if we really looked at it at that level, but it's not look. We just do headcount. So everybody that was out of work in the recessionary period was back to work in 2014. If we look at that same thing in New Jersey, it's going to take us somewhere about another 4 years to put those people back to work. So as a result, the Northeast in general is trailing the rest of the nation, but New Jersey is trailing the rest of the Northeast, and the job market is hurting. Foreclosures. Why don't we have enough inventory? One out of every 11 houses in New Jersey is 90 days or more behind in their payments. Statistical point. It's not political. It's just what's happening in New Jersey. We are number one in foreclosure filings, and we're sitting somewhere at around 8.1% for the year. The year before that, we were at 10.8%. But if you look at the nation, they're about 3.5%, so we're better than double. At points, we're almost triple what the national foreclosure rate is. The reason for that is the unemployment. If one or both lose their jobs, or even if one gets cut back to half of what they used to earn, or loses a job and gets another job but only gets it at 50% of what they used to make, a lot of times people start to miss the biggest payment of the month, and that's the mortgage payment, and figure I'll make it up next month, and before you know it, you're 2 or 3 months behind. And we have a lot of people making payments on houses where they're several months behind, and the bank isn't really upset with them, but the bank legally at 3 months files a LIS pendant, which stands for libel suit pending, and that starts the foreclosure process. But from that point forward, it probably takes 2, maybe 3 years to foreclose on a property. And that's where we start to see short sales and eventually start to see some foreclosures. So we have a lot of people that are what we call underwater. That means they may own the house at $300,000, but it's only worth $250,000. They'd sell it tomorrow if they could get the $300,000, but they can't bring the $50,000 to the table. So they're making their payment, or making their payment late in a lot of cases, and the bank's really not that upset with him, although they may have started the foreclosure process on him. They're a year or two down the pike before it really happens. So we've got a lot of foreclosures coming at us, and we don't see it stopping. If you look at the states behind us, Florida is number two, Michigan is number three, Maine is number four, Maryland and Rhode Island lead it out. But the nation in general is around 3.5%, and worth looking at probably 75,000 new foreclosure filings in New Jersey in the year of 2015. So add it together. You've got interest rates starting to rise. You've got jobs that are headed in the right direction, but not necessarily there yet. And you've got foreclosures happening because of the job situation. What that ends up with are we've got fewer listings, but it's improving a little bit. We have a very active buyer market for late fall, and we have stable but increasing prices. As I said, we're probably going to see an overall 3 to 4% on prices, and that's probably under 500. You go above 500, it's probably not going to be much at all in our area. And the result's a mixed market based on your price, based on your location. So that's what's happening in Hunterdon County. If we take a look at the very same thing for Somerset County, you're going to see that they do a little better than we do. They're sitting where we're sitting with 8 months supply. They're sitting with 6 months supply. Their average list price is $594, where ours was $504. They typically get about 20% more for the same house, a little bit less property. Their average sale price has been $416, where we're at $382. They're going $416. And they're sitting with 76 days on market as an average, where we're sitting with 82. So it's taking a little bit less time to sell in Somerset. And the big attraction, Somerset versus Hunterdon, you're closer to New York. The big attraction, Hunterdon versus Somerset, is the quality of life. You're getting more acreage. It's turned left at the cows, right at the horses. It's the kind of lifestyle that a lot of people will drive another 15 minutes for. So that's what's happening in the market. When we come back, we're going to start to talk about our first-time buyers. And let me give a few more of our paid advertisers their due, and we'll be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company. And I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, and this is Joe Peters at Weikert, and I'm with Real Estate Matters with Weikert, based in Clinton, covering Hunterdon and Somerset County. If you'd like to talk with me offline, I'm available at 908-238-0118, and I typically pick up the call if I'm not already talking to another customer, and if that's the case, I'll call you back within an hour. Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. So we're going to talk a little about the first-time buyer, and why is the first-time buyer so important to the economy? A first-time buyer typically buys in a 150 to 250. Not everyone, but that's where a first-time buyer is typically looking. They're looking for a one- to two-bedroom condo, townhouse, or maybe a very small single-family house on a quarter of an acre. That first-time buyer is not a single sale. When a first-time buyer buys a house, the person that sells them that house then moves up and becomes a second-time buyer, and they buy in the 250 to 4 range. And several months later, that seller becomes a third-time buyer, and they typically buy in the 4 to 550 range. And this chain goes on three or four iterations till you get to about 700,000, and that's where people are typically downsizing. They're probably in their late 50s, mid-60s by that point in time, and they're looking to either get into a one floor, go south, maybe stay in the same community, retire in place, but get into a different style home that's more conducive to their age and requirements. So why is a first-time buyer so important? A first-time buyer is important because it triggers four or five sales, and the government realizes that, and they're trying to make it easier and easier for the first-time buyer to get started. Now, a statistic I saw about a year ago said our first-time buyers, because of the economy over the last 5 to 10 years, have moved in age from about 27 to about 37. They're almost a half a generation older than they used to be, and there's a reason for that. Several reasons, really. The first is it's harder and harder for people to find a job. We talked about that under the employment segment that we just covered. Secondly, the jobs that the first-time buyers are getting are probably running at about 17% less than what we were earning 10 years ago. And they probably don't have the benefits that we had. Most of us came through the option of getting some stock options or some bonuses. First-time buyers who are maybe 5 years in a job today are not earning what we used to earn, and it's harder to find jobs, and most of those jobs are closer to New York. Think about the 25 to 35-year-old, which is the first-time buyer age bracket. What kind of work do we have for them in Hunterdon County? Yes, there's some service industry jobs, but those are more not for people buying houses, but people that may be renting houses. The high-tech jobs, the jobs with futures, are closer to New York, and the first-time buyers, especially if they've gone through school, not only are faced with the fact that it's harder to find a job, they're paying less money than we used to earn. The statistic says 17% over the last 10 years, but they're also carrying a lot of student debt when they come into the market. And the average I've heard there is about $350 per month per first-time buyer or person that's in the 25 to 35 range coming out of college in the last 5 to 10 years. So they're challenged. And because of their challenge, they, in effect, are buying houses in different areas in some extent. They're buying houses later in other extents, and they're, in effect, having a tougher time getting financing. But all of that, the good news, is moving in the right direction. There's three reasons why people want to own a home. And it comes through your multi-generational family training that your dad has said your best investment, the American dream, is to own a house. And there's a good reason for it. One is they want to build equity. And it's the best way to build equity that we know of, and it should and probably will be your most important investment. And think about it. You can put 5, 10, 20% down, depending how much funds you've accumulated, and buy a house for $200,000. And it's not just a 5, 10, or 20% that gains in appreciation as the value of the house goes up, but the whole $200,000 gains. So it's a very highly leveraged thing when you get a mortgage, and that the whole asset rises and you're only investing sometimes as low as around 5%. We're going to talk a little more about how much you need to put down. Second reason people want to own a home, first one was equity, is they're looking for a stable environment. A stable environment is very important to people. They don't want to have a house where, in effect, things will change on them and they will have to make a move from here to there. We're going to go a little deeper on that. The third is they want freedom to choose their neighborhood. A lot of times when you rent or you live with mom or a brother or an in-law or a friend, you're not choosing your neighborhood. First-time buyers are very, very intuitive as far as having online applications. I can't tell you how many times I've been out with people that are on their phone, their iPhone or their Samsung or whatever it might be, looking at the school systems, looking at how the towns are ranked for commutability, and all of those factors come into play. Let's start and talk a little about building the wealth. In 2010, if a first-time buyer bought a $187,000 home, in the example I've got in front of me, they would have somewhere about $182,000 in, well, let me rephrase that. If they bought a $182,000 home, that's where they would start. That home between 2010 and 2013 would have risen to $195,000 and change, and that same home by the end of 2015 would rise and risen to about $225,000. A lot of place times, that's about where they're thinking about maybe trading up. So they've moved from $182,000 to $225,000. That's roughly $25,000 and $18,000, $35,000, $45,000, $43,000 in equity they've got. And all I've done is made the same payment in a lot of cases that would have been their rent payment. But they've made a purchase. The whole purchase is growing, and their equity is growing. And as a result of their equity growing, in effect, they are, in a lot of cases, able to now consider a second or, in effect, maybe be looking 2 or 3 years down the pike and saying we can buy a bigger house yet. Take a look what happens if they're a renter. If they came out and rented and paid roughly the same amount of money, all they're really doing is paying the landlord's payment for them. And in effect, they're never going to own anything. They're just going to pay and pay and pay. And as a matter of fact, we're finding that the rents, because there's less and less rentals, are going up continuously. And the divide between renting and buying is sometimes it's more expensive to rent. It's definitely more expensive if you look at not building equity. We have a statistic that says that a renter who gains no equity in his rent, and once again, it's paying a landlord's rent, compared to a buyer who sits for that same period of time, we're looking at a homeowner's net worth being 45 times typically that of a renter because it's building while you're making your payments. Equity is the number one reason. The second is the stable environment. If you take a look, property managers raised their rent in the last 12 months. 88% of them have recorded that they've raised their rent. 68% of the property managers predict that the rental rates will continue to rise by an average of 8% a year. And 53% of them say that property managers say that they're more likely to bring a new tenant in at a higher rate than a negotiated renewal because they realize if they, in effect, can turn the renter over or the tenant over, they could probably get a little bit more for it because they could start at a new higher price as compared to only getting 8% more from the existing renter. Third is they want the freedom to choose their neighborhood. Think about it. Generation after generation, the primary vehicle to create wealth in our community has been through home ownership. And it's provided an opportunity for one generation to hand over to the next generation that opportunity and wealth. And if you take a look at the number of primary owner-occupied first-time buyer houses, you're going to find that in September of 2014, we had 120,000 people go out and get a mortgage as a first-time buyer. And that was in the price range that I mentioned, 150 to 250. You look at that same statistic for September of 2015, it's risen from 120 to 156,000. So more and more people, 20% more, are out there looking to buy that first property. It's key It's a point that's not missed by many, and at the same time, we hit a problem. And the problem typically is, how much money do I need to put down? Can I get a mortgage? Is my credit good enough? Am I earning enough? Do I have enough assets? And three, where is it I can find a house? Because the problem we've got, and I mentioned that up front in the show, is we're starved for inventory, especially at these lower price levels. The reason? 20% more people are buying and less people are selling because they're in arrears on their payment and they can afford to keep making a payment, but they can't afford to sell the house. So all of those are considerations, and we're taking a look now at maybe having 4 to 5% less inventory than we had just a year ago. And as a result, there continues to be a shortage of available listings at the lower end of the market for the first-time buyer. And real estate in many areas are reporting stronger competition than what's normal. And as a result, even those prices are starting to go up because you've got two or three people, as I said, bidding for it because of such a short supply. We typically have, and these are statistics for the entire country that I'm going over, somewhere 6 to 8 months supply of inventory on hand. In the lower price points, we're sitting at 4 to 5 months at this point in time. And as a result, we're starting to see a lot of first-time buyers having issues finding the house that they want to move up to or move into. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to spend about 1 minute going through a few more of the paid advertisers, and I'll be back and we'll go to a little more depth on this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corking Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, it's Joe Peters back with Weichert Realtors with Real Estate Matters. We're talking about first-time buyers, and let's talk about the biggest misconception that most first-time buyers have. There's really three things the mortgage people look at when they go to take a look at whether or not you're qualified to buy a house. One is your assets, two is your earnings, and three is your credit. We all know we got to pay our bills, and if you don't do that, you're going to have an increasingly tough time. And what happens is, if you're not, or if you're maxing out on your card, your FICO score is going to be impacted, and as a result, it's going to be one of those free things. Second is earnings. We said these guys are already challenged. In effect, they're earning 17% less than we earned just 10 years ago, and as a result of that, it's a little tougher to get a mortgage because it's based on earnings. You typically are going to take your first snapshot on earnings is you're going to take about 43% of all your earnings and say that's what I can afford to have indebtedness on. So if you earn $10,000 in the course of a month, and that's just a round number so I can divide or multiply easily, $4,300 in earnings, and granted, you got to pay taxes. You're only probably taking home 68% of that maybe. But so you're taking home $6,800. $4,300 can go into owed indebtedness like credit cards and mortgage. So if you already owe $600 or $700 a month and you want to take a mortgage payment into consideration, all of that's added together and it can't come up to be more than 43%. So what they're trying to do as lenders is to give us some guidelines as to where we're going to start. And they'd really like to see it much low. So people are saying, out of that, I'm putting some money aside each month and eventually I'm going to buy a house, but I think I got to get the 20%. The answer is no. We have some really wonderful programs. You can get into conventional mortgages at 3% down. You can get into FHA mortgages at 3.5% down. You can get into USDA mortgages with zero down. Now, when you put less money down, you're probably going to pay a little bit of mortgage insurance, but it's the cost of getting started. It's better than waiting another 5 years, living in an apartment in a section of town you don't want to be in, and eventually buying the house of your dreams. And in that 5 years, in effect, the price of that house is going to go up, and it's going to cost you more money. And at the same time, interest is probably going to keep going up, and that's going to cost you more money. So the answer is to get started as quickly as possible with as little down as possible, but you're going to have something or be able to pay the mortgage insurance if you really want to get into a plan that's got next to nothing or nothing down. Growing number of borrowers are putting down between 5 and 10% of their purchase price. Some qualified buyers as low as 3%. And that is a Freddie Mac statistic. The availability of mortgage money has continued to rise. If we take a look at a chart of what was available just a year ago, it's almost double. There's a lot of mortgage money available to you. Various types of mortgages require various types of qualification, but the easiest to get mortgage are your FHAs, which is a government-backed mortgage, which is typically 3.5% down. If you got really good credit and a little bit of assets, you probably could do a 3% down conventional, which means you're going to borrow directly from the bank, not from the government. And in certain towns, in certain areas, USDA mortgages, once again, down to zero. Typical down payments, all buyers are 10%. If you look at all the buyers all the way across the country, every type of house, typical average down payment is 10%. If you take a look at repeat buyers, because they've got equity coming out of their prior house, they're the guy that's the second, third, and fourth time buyer, their average is 13%, where first-time buyers, the average is 4%. So if you're going to go out and buy a $200,000 house and put 4% down, you're talking about $8,000. It's not as much as many people think. Yet for some, it's still a struggle to accumulate that much money. A lot of times, mom and dad can help, or there's some inheritance, or there's maybe some borrowing that can happen against various other investments. But we're talking average first-time buyer, 4% down. Now let's talk about the FICO score. Everybody thinks you've got to have like a 750. The average FICO score in September was 723 as a first-time buyer. I can tell you I have seen FICO scores well below 700, and you are still able to get a really decent mortgage option out of that. So I wouldn't let the FICO score scare you. A lot of your credit cards now give you a flash as to what your FICO is, but if you pay your bills on time, don't max out your cards, your FICO should be somewhere in the high sixes, low to mid sevens. Really good credit gets just over eight. And the requirements aren't as stringent as they were just a year ago. you can get into, and we are seeing people get into average mortgages with 720 FICO scores. 70% of the first-time buyers have less than 5% down. The median FICO score is in a really low 700, 708 to be specific, and 27% had reached that QM level of 43%. In other words, your debt-to-income level has got to be below the 43% of your gross earnings. So income is gross earnings, not net earnings. And in effect, those are the things that help you get into a house quickly. So not as difficult as it used to be. And when I come back, we're going to talk a little bit. Well, I guess I'm not going anywhere. So let me just open up an information page that we can get into. Let's come back to the American dream. If there are many reasons that owning a home makes sense, the financial reasons are powerful. It's the American dream to buy a house with only a small percentage down, sometimes as high as 20, sometimes as low as 5, 4, 3%, even 0 in some cases, and let the whole 100% appreciate. For instance, last year, our home prices in New Jersey went from where they were a year back to where they are today and have increased by about 3 to 4%. So the whole enchilada has increased where you may only be putting 5% down. So 5% down, $8,000 on a, let's say $10,000 on a $200,000 house is going to get you 4% of $200,000, and it's going to give you roughly $8,000. You put $10 down, you get $8,000 back your first year. Your second year on $208,000, it could go up 4 or 5%, another $10 or $20 back. Pretty soon, you've got a nice piece of change. Pretty soon, your equity has built up on that entire investment. And the American dream has always been that because, in effect, it's what your parents did to leave you a little bit of money or eventually leave you some money. It's what you're going to do. It's the best leveraged investment we've got going. Your net worth. Now, a lot of times as a first-time buyer, you're not thinking about your net worth. You're thinking about how much do I earn, how much do I owe, and what is my future earning, and what is my accumulated assets. I know I've got 5 children, and when I talk to them about this up front, their eyes glaze over. But as we get into it, and several of them have bought homes and have seen their equity increase, it's almost gone from eyes glazed over to passion. My God, my investment is building where I didn't have a hell of a lot of money when I got started 4 or 5 years ago. Now I have $50,000 in equity. And like everybody else, those equity prices rose up until about 2005, and then they sank dramatically, almost by 35%. But now we're starting to see 3 or 4%. We're about halfway back to the peak in 2005. We're only at about maybe 16 to 18% off of where we were at the peak. And if things don't, we don't have some other 9/11 type of tragedy between now and 2018, we'll be back to where we were at the peak. But this time, we'll be there when we should have been there, not some 13 years early, which is what happened on 2005 when it was an inflationary peak or a bubble and had to be paid back. So homeowners are looking at, and a lot of times it's no more expensive to own a home than to rent, 45 times more worth than renters or tenants. They pay the same amount of money every month. They put 5% down, 10% down, whatever their assets will allow them and earning power allows them. But the whole 100% grows, and it grows at 3 to 4% in the last 12 months. It will continue to keep growing. And as a result, their value is rising, and they're going to be thinking before 5 years go by about trading up and getting to that second house because they're starting to use their equity to move on. Think about it. How many times have you stopped at a red light and you see a young couple in a car next to you driving a 3-series Beamer and you say, wow, they don't look 30 years old and they're driving probably what's a $35,000, $40,000 car already and they're probably driving to their house. And at the same time, walking across in front of you, some people going to use the payphone, although they're pretty passe, that just came out of the apartment complex down the street. And one set of people got it, and the other set of people don't grasp the idea. And it doesn't cost any more to be a first-time buyer than to be a tenant in most cases. And a lot of times when I work with people looking, I go through this with them, and they're amazed that they can own for less money than they can rent for. And that doesn't even take into the tax advantage, because you're going to get probably 75% of your payment back in a tax deduction at the end of the year. So there's some tremendous tax advantages. When you own a home, you gain in several ways. Your appreciation, your just being where you want to be, the quality of life, and then in effect, you get some tax advantage, some tremendous tax advantage at the end of the year. So once again, if you've got some children that are in the area of becoming first-time buyers and are still renting, or if you are a first-time buyer and want to know more about the renting process versus the home buying process, my name is Joe Peters. I'm easy to reach at 908-238-0118. I love helping people realize their goals and dreams, and I'd like to help you do that as well from a real estate viewpoint. I'm located in Hunterdon County. I cover all of Hunterdon and in Somerset and most of the areas that they touch. And give me a call, 908-238-0118, and let's get to know each other. Let me get inside your head, understand what you're thinking about, and help you make your dream come true. Once again, Joe Peters, Wykert Realtors. I appreciate you sitting through this last hour with me, and hopefully it's been informative for you. I will be back in 3 weeks. I'm taking 2 weeks off to go fishing. And when we come back, we're going to get into what's happened in the month of November. And in effect, that'll be on the 15th of December. And the second show that I'm going to do are going to be over 55. We're going to talk about real estate and some of the other factors affecting the over 55 crew. Thank you for your attention, and I hope you enjoyed being here as much as I have.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Tammy Rose. Some breaking news this hour. There are reports of a hostage situation in a town in northern France. Gunmen reportedly fired several shots in the town of Roubaix before taking a bank director and his family hostage. Police are trying to free them. Roubaix is near the border with Belgium. A curfew is in effect in the capital of Tunisia after a deadly bus bombing. The country's president tightened security and placed the city under curfew after a bomb exploded during rush hour, aboard killing 12 presidential guards. In June, a gunman killed 38 people at a beach resort in the city. President Obama says the U.S. and France must do more to fight global terrorism. During a joint news conference with France's President, Obama again pledged solidarity with France in the fight. The two leaders were meeting for the first time since the terror attacks in Paris that left 130 people dead. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
A high school cheerleading captain says one sentence about illegal immigration immediately got her kicked off the squad. USA's Russ Jones explains.
For a civics class, Kaylee Godino, a student at Revere High School in Massachusetts, was required to watch a presidential debate. Her teacher tweeted about the low voter turnout in the community's mayoral election just a month earlier. Godino replied in a tweet of her own, "When only 10% of Revere votes for mayor because the other 90% isn't legal." A comment Western journalism reporter Randy DeSoto says was inspired by a prominent presidential candidate.
Apparently during the course of that and perhaps through other means, she
was more or less agreeing with what Donald Trump said about immigrants and the need to be more, you know, enforce our borders, enforce our laws regarding immigration here in the United States.
Godino says she intended her post to be a political comment and not a racial one. I'm Russ Jones.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it.